We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, it's the fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle. We're here again. This is our second edition of Take a Stand, and you guys will have to let us know. Download the Keystone Sports app. Let us know what you think about the format of this, because I like it. I don't have to do that much. I just have to say what I think. Our guy Jim Galante, who is our producer, general manager, he owns us. He lobs these issues out there, and Greg and I take stands. Greg won last week. He got more points than I did. I still think it was rigged. It was fixed. It was a witch hunt. But Greg won nonetheless. I'm going to take my shot this week. What do you got for us, Jim?
Well, first of all, you say you don't have to do too much. That was evident last week as you got soundly beaten.
Oh, sound now. The beating was sound. Okay.
That seems revisionist history, but I'll take it.
The winner gets to write history, Greg.
There you go.
All right. Here's the first question. Over the weekend, I was engaged in a conversation on social media with a Pitt fan. And he pointed out that...
Love where this is going.
Yeah.
Well, now, Trace McSorley next year is losing all his weapons and will hardly be the Heisman candidate that we think he is. But it gave me the opportunity to look things up. Last year, Penn State had four players with over 40 catches and 500 yards. Now, they're going to lose three out of those four. Who's going to accomplish that feat this season? How many players and who are they? That's over 40 catches and over 500 yards.
40 catches, 500 yards. Both.
Last year, just as a reminder, Hamilton, Juwan Johnson, Barkley, and Gesicki all accomplished that. And DeAndre Tompkins had 26 catches and only 400 yards.
I'm going to go with three players. I'm going to say the combination of Juwan Johnson, DeAndre Tompkins, and Justin Shorter, who all three wide receivers. I don't think any of the tight ends get there. I'm going to be hard-pressed to pick any of the one running backs because I think that Saquon Barkley's responsibilities as a receiver are going to be distributed. I don't know. I think Miles Sanders is a better receiver than – not a lot of people talk about him as a receiver, but I do remember seeing him before he got to Penn State at Big 33 practices and being pretty blown away about how natural his body control and that kind of stuff was. I think he's a natural receiver. But I think Ricky Slade is there. I think Mark Allen's there. I think they're going to distribute that. I don't think any one running back, 40 catches is a lot for a running back. I don't think tight ends are going to be used like they use Gesicki, so I'm going to go with those three guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to be different for the sake of being different. I mostly agree with you. I think Juwan Johnson 100% gets there. Looking at the list, I am going to stab at DeAndre Tompkins, so I'm just going to say two Nittany Lions get there. I think Shorter has all the tools in the world. The one thing that's so scary about Joe Moorhead's offense that Ricky Ronnie is now running and Trace McSorley is obviously engineered for a while now is that, Dustin, Jim, as you guys know, there will be games when the best player on the field might not catch the ball. It might be thrown to him once or twice, but he may not be the guy that comes open or that the defense ignores. And so your catch totals can really get wonky. Now, why were Gesicki and Barkley there? Because they were the key hallmarks of the offense. And then you have Hamilton, who was a guy that always got open, and Juwan Johnson was arguably the best receiver on the field at times. So I don't know if I see enough production on the field to replace those numbers with multiple guys, so I'm just going to go with two.
The bigger issue for Justin Shorter, I think, will not be 500 yards. I think it will be 40 catches will be the biggest obstacle for him. I'm going to pick him to get past both.
I think I'm going to go with Dustin on this one.
I like it.
I won the first talking point last
week. That's right.
Too.
Then it end.
Yeah. So then it was, then it, if it was if the overall beating was sound right after point number one, that was a really sound beating.
He just dominated after that. But yes. I'm going to use Greg's argument against him. I think the fact that they distribute the ball will lead to that. By the way, I'm going to throw in a quick bonus question. What receiver last year led the Nittany Lions in yards per catch? No looking it up, Greg.
I was
no
on
looking
the stats
it up.
Page.
Get away from there. Stop
yards
it
per catch.
Is there a minimum, or you just talk about it in general?
Yeah,
well, it can't be one catch for 80 yards.
Okay.
Although nobody did that.
I'm gonna go with yards per catch. That's a good one. I mean, Tompkins would be my guess.
That's my guess too.
All right, lose a point, lose a point.
Oh, it is I'm my guy, now.
Saeed Blacknall.
Oh,
that's what I cut him off at the minimum. How many catches did he have?
He had 16 catches, 270 yards, and 16.8 yards per catch. My question is, why didn't they target him more often? That is a question for another week.
One and a third catches per game. I think the minimum, the bar for minimum has to be higher than that.
So you're at zero. Greg's at minus one.
Boy, we're getting all kinds of funky scoring stuff here. Okay.
It's like a Benny Hill scoreboard.
Scoring's not my job. You do scoring.
And the points don't matter. All right, next question up. Penn State quarterback Trace McSorley will be drafted in round number what next season?
And that's a good one.
I'll give you the bonus question ahead of time with this so you could add this in. Is there a team out there in the NFL that you think would be a great fit for Trace?
What round will Trace McSorley be drafted in? With the benefit of, you know, I think you're going to know a lot based on what Baker Mayfield does in this upcoming season. I think that if he's a guy who could take a big step forward and shine on the national stage, you're going to see Trace's draft stock go up. Obviously, Trace has to have a good season without Hamilton, Gesicki, Barkley, etc., Moorhead. So, what round does he go in? I'm going to say he goes in the sixth round. And do I see a great fit at this second in time? No.
I'm saying the third round. I think Baker Mayfield is an obvious case study for Trace McSorley. I think Baker Mayfield went number one overall, the Heisman hype. I think athletically, he's just better across the board. I think his arm is stronger. I think accuracy is a strength of Trace McSorley's. I think Baker Mayfield was freakish with how accurate he was as a passer. And then I think as a runner and an athlete, he's a little bit thicker than McSorley, a little bit quicker, a little bit better in that regard. It's not a knock on Trace McSorley at all. I think Baker Mayfield was just special in all those ways. I think the success of Baker Mayfield, the success of Drew Brees, the success of Russell Wilson has all served to get rid of this stigma about height for quarterbacks. So in that respect, what Baker Mayfield does matters. I don't think McSorley will be a contender for the first round, but I don't see him sliding to the sixth round with 3 years of productivity and being in the Heisman conversation, which we presume him to be this year. I think he's going to be too good for that. I don't think he gets out of the third or fourth round.
What other quarterbacks are coming out that will be high picks?
It's not a great class. Will Greer from West Virginia is one.
Yeah. The Browning comes out, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Jared Stidham, I think, from Auburn is another one.
So, I mean, I guess the question is, will Trace is so he's a little bit smaller, I think, than Mayfield. And I just wonder if that's going to be to his detriment in terms of where he gets picked. The other thing, too, is that, again, if Penn State isn't what it was the last few years under Moorhead with Barkley, with all these guys, if they take a step back, then his draft stock's going to take a step back with it. So we'll see. It'll be interesting.
I think the stigma's gone from height. You can be 6 feet. You can be 6 foot one. But you have to be viewed as exceptional for that 6'1". I think from going from college to pro, I don't think McSorley will be viewed as exceptional.
Yeah, that's fair. At least
as Mayfield was.
I agree with that. I'm not sure how you're going to judge this one. We didn't take much of a stand on anything.
Plus, did you mention any fits? Any team that you think he might fit? I know that's
a tough
question.
Whoever needs a quarterback. Is there a system out there that you says devalues height more than others? I mean, I think there are some tendencies. Obviously, with like New Orleans could use a quarterback. Cleveland needed a quarterback. So whoever needs a quarterback after this season.
Yeah. Yeah, in terms of fit, man. That's a tough question. Depends who decides to retire, get, you know, move, trades, all that kind of stuff. It's a good question. He could fit anywhere from an off-field perspective. There's no doubt about that.
All right. You're right, Greg. Nobody took a really hard stand there, so no points for that round.
Okay.
None.
It's a push.
It's a push. So that means everything will go into the final question, unless we need a tiebreaker. All right. Speaking of quarterbacks, McSorley, he's going to leave Penn State with all the passing records, right?
Yep.
So you've got quarterbacks lined up then. Tommy Stevens, Sean Clifford, Jake Zembeck, Will Levis, Taquan Roberson coming in, and I'm even going to throw Michael Johnson Jr. in there. Which of these is going to leave the greatest legacy as a college quarterback?
Boy, so after McSorley?
So after McSorley, you got the whole
Stevens
roster.
Only has a year, so he doesn't really have a chance to do that. So I'm going to go with, I guess it's your turn to pick first because I picked first the last time. So have at it, buddy.
Boy, there's so much we don't know yet. So, okay. So to dissect it.
Well, that's why you have to take a stand here, Dustin. It's not going to be an easy question.
Oh, is that what this segment's called? Tommy Stevens only has a year, but he carries legacy into that year. So I think Sean Clifford is going to be good. I think Will Levis is the quarterback after him. Those guys will probably get, as long as it plays out that way, will get multiple opportunities. But I think Tommy Stevens is going to leave the biggest legacy because he's the guy who will do probably some pretty cool stuff this year. I expect him to succeed in his 1 year as a quarterback. I also expect those physical tools, if he does succeed as a quarterback, to lend themselves to be an NFL draft pick, which will kind of enhance his legacy a little bit. I also think he's going to have a little bit of mystique because he's the guy who stuck around and bucked college football trends by staying and going for that one shot to start. I also think Penn State's roster is going to set up better for 2019 than it does for 2018 in terms of the talent around him. So he's going to have a lot of support. And if Penn State is going to make a run in that national title conversation, I think 2019 is more likely than 2018, even with Trace McSorley as quarterback. So if Penn State is a contender, a true contender, which I think they will be in 2019, that's going to add to Tommy Stevens' legacy. I don't care if he only starts for a year.
Fair point. So your stand then is on Tommy Stevens?
Yes.
Interesting. I'm going to go with Clifford. I like what I've seen from him. I think he's a gamer. I think Penn State's talent is only going to continue to go up, and I think they're going to run into a softer schedule somewhere down the road as compared to next season. You're 100% right, though. I agree with you that the group next year, the talent, and the fact that
experience more important.
Yeah, right. So could Tommy Stevens do it? Absolutely. I think Sean Clifford, though, will have Penn State will be in better position for long-term success when it's Sean Clifford's turn to man the quarterback spot. And for that reason, I don't see him taking any steps back. I think he's a guy that can really lead them into the future. So I'm going to go with Clifford to have the best legacy. I don't know if he'll get to a Trace level of accomplishment, but I think he can get darn close.
I think the point has to go to Mr. Pickle. Come on.
I was more articulate. I had the better point. I stood by it.
But you were just wrong.
And I was right. No,
you were just wrong. Tommy Stevens, yes, he'll have the 1 year, the great year. But, you know, Sean Clifford is a friend to the Keystone Kickoff Show.
The John Goodman of the Keystone Kickoff Show.
I played the game and you did.
I know. So even so, it's a push. Greg's 101 and two editions of Take a Stand. I'm 0-1-1. Maybe we'll come back next week, although it's getting off the rails. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. We'll be back next week. And you can check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Take a stand and listen to us. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.